Make every diagnosis happy. Make every diagnosis happy. We have the opportunity to make every diagnosis in our life a happy diagnosis. Now, if you are not dead, you are alive. How wonderful! We're alive, we're alive, we're alive. If you're not dying of whooping cough or pneumonia or other things, you are alive. You're alive. And bless your heart. Wow, you're alive. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Now, those are sort of extreme ideas. And extreme ideas are what we need to sort of bump into our head, the idea that we are healthy people, we are wonderful people, we are whole and perfect, we are glorious in every possible way. We are super people. Yes, we are super people. And we can say that all the days of our life. We are super people. You go to the doctor for a diagnosis as to what is bothering you. You know what's bothering you. And that's not what you want. You don't want to know what's bothering you. You want to know how to be whole and perfect. You want to know how to have a proper diagnosis, a diagnosis that says you are living in your wonderful body. A woman took a dog into the veterinarian, and she asked the veterinarian, "What's wrong with him?" Well, the dog was playing a game. He was trying to make people feel sorry for him and get together with their masters and so forth, and this was a human activity that was, of course, going on. And so the veterinarian said, "There's nothing wrong with this dog. He's absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, function of his body is perfect. He is just wonderful." And they could not understand what it was that was going on. Well, he was putting on that game. He was putting on that show for a purpose. We put on shows for a purpose all the time. We say we don't feel good. Why do we say that? Do we want the people in our world to think about us as not feeling good? Do we want the people in our world to think about us as having a problem, having a disease, having anything at all? Do we want to blow it up into such gigantic proportions that it seems nothing can solve except to expire? Well, that's what many of us do. That's what we do much of the time when we say, "I don't feel good. I got a problem. I got this, I got that." And when you do that, you are diagnosing yourself unhappily. You are diagnosing yourself with an unhappy circumstance, and it's not to your benefit or it's not to the world's benefit to have you have that unhappy diagnosis. The person who is your metaphysician, the person who is your doctor, the person who is your real person, who is a physician who looks after you, is inside of you. And that person inside of you knows who you are. They know what you're thinking. They know what your problems are. They know what your life is. They know. And because they know, they respond to it. But if they think that they would like to have some other things going on, if they think they'd like to have people feel sorry for them, if they think that they would like to feel better than they do, then they say, "Oh dear, I must go have the doctor diagnose these things and give me a pill." Well, the moment you feel that there's anything that you'd like to improve, immediately go to the doctor. Immediately go to the doctor within you. And as you go to the doctor within you, you say to the doctor, "Doctor, what should I do?" And the doctor in you says, "Change your attitude, change 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 your attitude." "But doctor, changing my attitude is not enough. I've got this outer experience here. I've got this experience of unhappiness, this experience of pain, this experience." And the doctor in you will say, "Change your attitude. Start thinking about how good your body is. Start thinking about how wonderful you are. Start thinking about what a fantastic being you are. Start thinking about what a glorious body you live in. Start thinking about how marvelously it's created, how wonderfully it's created, how it is created to be eternally perfect, to be ideal. It's created to be ideal. Your body is not created to be imperfect. It's created to be perfect. Now, how are we going to get our body to be perfect? How do we get a happy diagnosis? Well, first we give the diagnosis to ourselves. I like me, I like me, I like me. That's a diagnosis. All is in divine order, all is in divine order. That's a diagnosis. This body is a temple of the living God. Every organ, action, function of this body is perfect. That's a diagnosis. Those are diagnoses that you give yourself all the time, and sometimes you have an attitude that you look at the outer appearance and you say, whoops, whoops, whoops. And that's the time to look at the inner appearance and say, thank you, God, thank you, divine in me, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give praise to that body. Give praise to the creator of that body in you, the divine in you, and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Praise yourself again and again and again. And in this praise, say to yourself how wonderful you are. Say to yourself how glorious you are. Say to yourself how fantastic you are. And be it, be it, be it, be it, be it. Oh, yes, indeed, be it. Be your own physician. Diagnose yourself with happiness and know that that's what it's all about. Make every diagnosis happy. Make every diagnosis happy. Look at the world and call it good. Look at your neighbors and call them good. Look at your family and call it good. Look at yourself and call it good. Look at your body and call it good. Look at your mind and call it good. Look at everything about you and call it good and happy. And as you call all things good, and as you call all things happy, you will find that all things are good and all things are happy. All the billions of people on the face of the earth, only a very small number experience unhappiness. Because of those billions of people, they are thinking positive thinking about themselves. They're thinking positive thoughts about their life. They have a good attitude. They have a good attitude. Attitude makes everything in business. Attitude makes everything in life. Attitude makes everything in your body and your affairs, in my body and my affairs. Attitude! It's up to me to have the right attitude. It's up to me to have the proper attitude. It's up to me to have a good attitude. It's up to me to know I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body eternally. And what does eternally mean? Eternally means now. Eternally means now. Now. Now is the only time for my good. Now is the only time for all things to be in their ideal expression. And they're in that ideal expression right now. Because they are saying to me, gee, this is a wonderful body I live in. Gee, I don't even know about my body. I don't even know about my toes or my skin here or there. I don't even know about my organs. I don't even, because they're all in divine order. They're all in divine order. Now, realize this. This is our ideal format. This is our ideal way of living. This is our ideal self. And as we live that ideal self, watch and see how wonderful all things are. Watch and see how grand all things are. And know that you diagnose yourself with happiness. You diagnose yourself with joy. You diagnose yourself with happy diagnosis. Make every diagnosis happy about your body, your life, your affairs, your world, everything that you are and everything that is. And have your attitude be an attitude that is worthy of the divine that you are. and say it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.